With profound exertion, as if he's been shot with a tranquilizer dart, the creature points with his whole arm towards the house at the far end of Uva Street, where those communists who pushed through the garbage sorting reform live with their daughters. Uva nods cautiously. She can pick it up in the bike shed, then, says Uva, tapping melodramatically at the sign prohibiting bicycles from being left in the area before turning around and heading back towards his house. Grumpy old bastard, the youth yells behind him. Shh, utters his soot-eyed companion. Uva doesn't answer. He walks past the sign clearly prohibiting motor vehicles from entering the residential area, the one which the pregnant foreign woman apparently could not read, even though Uva knows very well that it's quite impossible not to see it. He should know, because he's the one who put it there. Dissatisfied, he walks down the little footpath between the houses, stamping his feet so that anyone who saw him would think he was trying to flatten the tarmac, as if it wasn't bad enough with all the nutters already living on the street, he thinks. As if the whole area was not already being converted into some bloody speed bump in evolutionary progress. The Audi poser and the blonde weed almost opposite Uva's house, and at the far end of the row, that communist family with their teenage daughters and their red hair and their shorts over their trousers, their faces like mirror image raccoons. Well, most likely they're on holiday in Thailand at this precise moment, but anyway. In the house next to Uva lives the 25-year-old who's almost a quarter tonner. With his long feminine hair and strange t-shirts, he lived with his mother until she died of some illness a year or so ago. Apparently, his name is Jimmy, Uva's wife has told him. Uva doesn't know what work Jimmy does, most likely something criminal, unless he tests bacon for a living. In the house on the other side of Jimmy lived Rune and his wife. Uva wouldn't exactly call Rune his enemy, or rather he would. Everything that went to pot in the Residents Association began with Rune. He and his wife, Anita, moved into the area on the same day that Uva and Sonia moved in. At that time, Rune drove a Volvo, but later he bought a BMW. You just couldn't reason with a person who behaved like that. It was Rune who pushed through the coup d'etat that saw Uva deposed as chairman of the association, and just look at the state of the place now. Higher electricity bills, and bicycles that aren't put away in the bike shed, and people backing up with trailers in the residential area, in spite of signs clearly stating that it's prohibited. Uva has long warned about these awful things, but no one has listened. Since then, he has never showed his face in any meeting of the Residents Association. His mouth makes a movement as if it's just about to spit every time he mentally enunciates the words, Residents Association, as if they were a gross indecency. He's 15 yards from his broken mailbox when he sees blonde weed. At first, he can't comprehend what she's doing at all. She's swaying about on her heels on the footpath, gesturing hysterically at the facade of Uva's house. That little barking thing, more of a mutt than a proper dog, which has been pissing on Uva's paving stones, is running around her feet. Weed yells something so violently that her sunglasses slip down over the tip of her nose. Mutt barks even louder. So the old girl has finally lost her faculties, Uva thinks, standing warily a few yards behind her. Only then does he realize that she's actually not gesticulating at the house. She's throwing stones. And it isn't the house she's throwing them at. It's the cat. It sits squeezed into the far corner behind Uva's shed. It has little flecks of blood on its coat, or what's left of its coat. Mutt bares its teeth. The cat hisses back. Don't you hiss it, Prince, wails Weed, picking up another stone from Uva's flower bed and hurling it at the cat. The cat jumps out of the way. The stone hits the windowsill. She picks up another stone and prepares to throw it. Uva takes two quick steps forward and stands so close behind her that she can most likely feel his breath. If you throw that stone into my property, I'll throw you into your garden. She spins around. Their eyes meet. Uva has both hands in his pockets. She waves her fists in front of him as if trying to swat two flies the size of microwave ovens. Uwe doesn't concede as much as a facial movement.
"That disgusting thing scratched Prince," she manages to say,
her eyes wild with fury.